Hello, snoozeheads. Every so often, I am going to start recommending free content I think would resonate with you guys, and today I want to give a shout out to Sports Internet. Basically, it's a daily newsletter that I read that does for yesterday's sports news what the snooze does for recent biz and tech news. It's short, it is funny, and it just generally does a really good job at curating and summarizing news that I would never have the time to read myself. So to check it out, just go to sportsinternet.co and add your email. Again, sportsinternet.co. Happy Columbus Day, everybody, even though Columbus was kind of a dick, and that's probably why you didn't get work off. This is the snooze. On today's episode, I will cover AIM's departure, P&G versus Peltz, and Puerto Rican tech happenings. I'm your host, Will Nitza. On December 15th, AOL Instant Messenger will shut down after a 20-year run. So I'll be honest with you here, I did not realize AIM still existed, and I'm not that embarrassed about that fact. But given that it does exist and that it's now proverbially signing off, I do feel compelled to tribute the granddaddy of all messaging apps. Little bit of history for the Gen Zers out there. While AIM was not the first online chat app, Internet Relay Chat or IRC for instance predated AIM, AOL's 1997 launch came at pretty much the perfect time when internet was rapidly spreading into American homes and dial-up was giving way to DSL and cable connections. Then, almost immediately, AIM dominated the market and profoundly changed the way that people interacted. All at once, it circumvented the lameness of email, allowed for multiple concurrent discussions, and most importantly, enabled conversations that teenagers were terrified to have in person. I think the Times actually put it really well when it reported AIM was, quote, a workaround for the typical clumsiness and anxiety of adolescence. Too shy to talk to the boy at his locker? You could go home and chat with him for hours. Scared of inviting the girl to homecoming? You might find more courage on AIM, end quote. Although in my experience, the interactions were often a bit raunchier than that, but you get the point. It's funny, I remember in my high school, we used to call AIM flirting aim game, and people would literally spend hours a night trying to figure out how to line up their next potential makeout sesh on AIM. And by the way, if you ask pretty much any millennial about AIM, they'll tell you roughly the same thing. Moreover, AIM helped to usher in the age of texting, and its iconic away messages arguably paved the way for today's tweets and status updates. Ultimately, though, texting, GChat, and Facebook steadily ate AIM's lunch, which precipitated AOL's fall from grace, culminating in the once $224 billion company being sold to Verizon in 2015 for $4.4 billion. Youch. Consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble is currently embroiled in the most expensive shareholder dispute ever with activist investor Nelson Peltz and his firm Trian Fund Management. While Trian and P&G mostly agree on what needs to be done to jumpstart the company's stock price, which in 2017 has lagged the S&P's gains by over 4%, they're at odds on whether Mr. Peltz would be a good addition to the boardroom. Why, you might ask? Well, some board members apparently take issue with Peltz's poor hygiene and rancid body odor. That's not true, I just made that up. In reality, many at P&G think Peltz wants to break up the company, even though Peltz has said on numerous occasions he wouldn't do that. A shareholder vote on Peltz's proposal will occur next Tuesday, and it's worth noting that Peltz would take the seat of Ernesto Zedillo, the former president of Mexico. Whew, tough break, Ernie. The reason this fight has gotten so costly for both sides, costing P&G $35 million and Peltz $25 million, is because a whopping 40% of P&G's stock is owned by small retail investors. That is a way higher tally than the average in the S&P, which is 12% retail ownership. Only 10 S&P companies have a higher retail presence than P&G, and they're mostly energy companies. The upshot of all this is that both P&G and Peltz have each had to prop up phone banks, buy advertisements, and conduct old-fashioned mailings just to get Joe and Sally Schmo's vote. Now, I can't underscore enough how unique all this is. The vast majority of activist disputes are decided by a few powerful shareholders. And this fight's $60 million price tag nearly doubles the next biggest dispute, where $32 million was spent on Elliott Management versus manufacturing giant Arconic Inc. So, given that Peltz's Trian owns roughly 1.5% of P&G, My first reaction was that Peltz is attempting to impose disproportionate influence in an incredibly wasteful way. I mean, $60 million buys a shitload of Pampers. Literally. That said, Peltz has already had a hugely positive impact on P&G. When he disclosed that he'd invested $3.3 billion in July, its stagnant stock price shot up close to 10%. Moreover, consumer companies with Peltz on the board have seen earnings per share growth outpace the S&P 500 by an average of 780 basis points each year. So, all in all, I'd probably vote to give the guy a seat if I was a shareholder. Both Tesla and Google recently made news as they've looked to leverage their respective technologies to help Puerto Rico get back on its feet after Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Let's start with Tesla. This past Thursday, Elon almost casually tweeted a proposal that Puerto Rico rebuild its entire power grid using solar technology. And now the island's top elected officials are seriously considering that as an option. After Elon reminded the public that technology from Tesla and Solar City, which Tesla bought last year, already powers several small islands and that it could be scaled up for Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican governor Ricardo Rossello tweeted, quote, Elon, let's talk. Do you want to show the world the power of your hashtag Tesla technologies? Puerto Rico could be that flagship project, end quote. Musk's ability to offhandedly tweet about massive projects while he's probably on the toilet is just plain cool, and frankly makes me embarrassed about how I use Twitter. Now, the only question here is whether or not he'll actually follow through. Switching gears, Google on Saturday received permission from the FCC to deploy its Project Loon balloons over Puerto Rico to restore cellular service to the island's 3.5 million inhabitants. Less than 25% of Puerto Rico's cell towers are back online, and power has only been restored to about 10% of the island. So how's it work? Well, Project Loon works by relaying a signal beamed from a telecom partner on the ground through its network of balloons floating around at 65,000 feet in the air, and then sending that same signal down to people with cell phones. In other words, the balloons are replacing cell towers effectively. The cool thing is the project's already proven successful in the past, when Loon balloons provided LTE coverage to Peru earlier this year after extreme flooding. However, Google still has not found a wireless carrier to partner with, though it is in discussions with several carriers. We'll finish today with three headlines and my knee-jerk reactions. Number one, Apple may have a battery problem on its hands with its new iPhones. Over the past week, reports have come out that many iPhone 8s have split apart because their batteries inside were swelling. All I can say is I feel pretty bad for anyone who ditched their exploding Galaxy Note 7 for an iPhone 8. Number two, Bloomberg reported that Amazon is likely to get into the prescription drug business by 2019. Many analysts are saying it isn't a matter of if, but when. Looks like I'm shorting Walgreens. Number three, apparently there's a private Craigslist inside Bloomberg terminals where Wall Streeters sell everything from Ferraris to Picassos. Each terminal has a function aptly titled Posh that allows Bloomberg users to list anything they want to flip for some cash. A $17 million Italian mansion being listed as quote-unquote practical family getaway says it all, I think. And that's it. You're done. I'm tapped out. Again, definitely do check out Sports Internet at sportsinternet.co for quick, funny sports news. And as always, if you like today's news, please subscribe, rate, and review. And tell a friend. Have a happy Monday, everybody, and I will see you on Wednesday.